In the early years following the turn of the century, the black gold that gushed from the ground and soaked the earth was a source of billions of dollars for the men who fought tooth and nail to own it. The oil barons were a hardy breed of human beings who realized all too well the potential of their comparatively baby industry. Whether working in the fields or promoting the necessary funds and leases, they bare-knuckled their way through the midst of sweat and intrigue to hammer down through the earth's crust for the precious fluid. During the early oil boom, whole communities in the West and Southwest, men, women, and children often pitched in to prospect for likely oil deposits. This then was the background for one of the most widespread scandals on the federal level of government that the U.S. had ever uncovered. Woodrow Wilson, while still president, had set aside several parcels of land as naval oil reserves. One such location was an area of some 9,841 acres in Wyoming, known as the Teapot Dome oil leases. During the early years of his administration, Harding had turned over the administrating of that land to his Secretary of the Interior, Albert Bacon Fall. As early as 1922, the rumor had spread that Fall had secretly leased the government property to oil tycoon Harry Sinclair without putting it on the block for competitive bidding. Veiled inquiries by the Senate had gone unanswered. Senator Burton K. Wheeler of Montana headed a congressional subcommittee that unearthed the startling evidence that Fall had indeed awarded the lease to Sinclair's oil company on April 7, 1922, and that later, upon retiring from the cabinet, the Secretary of the Interior had received an interest-free loan of $25,000 from Sinclair. At the same time, Fall awarded another set of government oil leases in California to oil magnate Edward L. Doheny. This time, Albert Fall was the recipient of a personal loan of $100,000. The federal government brought charges of conspiracy to defraud against Fall and Doheny in 1926. Legal technicalities snarled the case hopelessly, and both men were acquitted of the charges. Still, the following year, the Supreme Court declared both oil leases invalid and the land returned to the government. Oil man Sinclair also was found innocent of the conspiracy charges, but was forced to serve a 9-month jail sentence for contempt of court incurred during the trial. But Albert Fall was to finally run afoul of the law. In 1929, he faced another indictment in the Supreme Court this time and was found guilty of accepting a bribe in the California oil lease intrigue. He was sentenced to 1 year imprisonment and a $100,000 fine. The Teapot Dome scandal still remains one of the few occasions that a high official fell prey to one of the temptations that constantly beset him.